Welcome back to a Wednesday edition of The Drive. I am your host, Cole Bear, and yeah, very much looking forward to a couple days off here and eating too much food tomorrow, as I talked about in the opening segment. And I would imagine that our guests now may not have the time off or as much anyways as yours truly, albeit I'll be watching some stuff, okay? It's not a complete separation from work. Let's make that noted. But David Eichold of HawkeyeInsider.com joins us now, 24/7 Sports Network. Follow him on X at David Eichold. David, I can't resist. I was talking about it in the opening segment. Like, what hits hard for you on Thanksgiving? You know, like, what do you got to have?
Dude, I'm such a mac and cheese guy.
Oh, I love
like
that.
Authentic mac and cheese.
Yeah.
I know my girlfriend's making like this homemade loaded mac and cheese tonight.
Oh, yeah.
To prepare for tomorrow.
Let's go.
And then I think we're having homemade sourdough too for tomorrow. So I'm going to be all over that. And then I guess we're going a little bit unconventional. I'm not huge on turkey. Like, really good turkey is really good.
Yeah, I'm fine.
But there's no such thing as an average turkey for me. It's either great or it's horrible. So we're actually doing flat iron steaks tomorrow instead.
I like this. Jeez. In the words of Jim Harbaugh, who's got it better than David Eichold? Nobody. Holy cow,
nobody.
Man. Enjoy.
I might actually gain some weight for the first time in like a decade tomorrow.
I think you will. Man, enjoy that Thanksgiving, man. All right, let's, pun intended, dig in here on Iowa men's basketball. They get a 74-69 win against Ole Miss last night. And there's plenty to analyze in this game. Closely contested game, a couple of really good teams. Iowa's best opponent they've played so far this season. I don't know how you start anywhere else. I mean, Captain Obvious here, Bennett Sturt's 29 points. But just the way he got his buckets, David, he looked to me like a legitimate NBA talent out there on the floor last night.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I mean, he looks like a potential late lottery pick to me, man. Like, I've said this all offseason since Iowa got him. He plays with such phenomenal pace.
Yep.
He's never sped up despite what defenses throw at him. He never, you know, slows down. He runs the game at his own tempo, and he plays it so well. And that lethal step back that he hit a ridiculous amount of times last night,
yeah,
that's what's going to get him in the league. Like, he's the type of guard that wins you games in March. Like, I think about the NCAA tournament. I think about, you know, games that really matter late in the season. Three things stand out, and Iowa fits the mold right now. Elite point guard play, because how many times have we seen that, right?
Yeah,
like,
right.
An elite point guard carries the team. Defense and coaching. Like, Ben McCollum put a masterclass together, I thought, last night, coaching. I just continue to be so impressed. And he outcoached Chris Beard last night, and I think Chris Beard is a top 15 coach.
Agreed.
In college basketball. So, again, that was the first real test. Iowa was favored. I still have my concerns about this team, but Bennett Sturts is a legitimate NBA talent. And this Iowa team, it's just so fun to watch the action that they continue to run on both ends of the floor.
And Ben McCollum is not that this is breaking any news. He's a certified madman because one of his post-game comments was, quote, "I'll have to go back and look and see if we got tired," in reference to Iowa not pulling away in that game last night. And it's like, I understand that, you know, watching that game, you felt like you could have won by 12 or more. But, hey, Ole Miss is good, and he's just like, you know, in his mind, it's like, no, we absolutely should have won by more. We should have got more consecutive stops defensively. I'm paraphrasing is what he said, and he's just trying to conjure up, like, how did we not get more consecutive stops?
It is interesting, though, too, because, Cole, like, watching that game, I just sat back, and I'm like, I was waiting for Iowa to blow it open a little bit. And credit Ole Miss. Like,
yeah.
They hit some big shots. They were tough as nails. Inside, I thought Iowa rebounding the basketball was better than I thought they were going to be. How about Cooper Koch last night?
Yeah.
Like, that was one of his best games, if not his best game. Great on defense. Unbelievable on the glass, especially on the offensive glass. First career double-double. Hit a couple big shots. And remember, he has 4 years of eligibility because he got the medical redshirt last year. So that 1-2 combination with him and Sturts, it's got to be really encouraging. But, yeah, to go along with your point, like, I did wait for Iowa to blow it up a little bit. I think tonight's going to be a little bit more of a hostile environment because we know how Grand Canyon travels, and credit that fan base and what Bryce Drew has been able to do with that program. I think it's going to be a really fun game to watch tonight. But you're right, man. Like, Ben McCollum is just wired so different. And I'll tell you, this might be a hot take. I know I don't give those often. But if Ben McCollum stays at Iowa his entire career, which he has said behind the scenes he wants to recruits, et cetera, but you always take those words with a grain of salt. You need to realize, like, from an X's and O's perspective, I'm not going to be surprised if at some point in his coaching career that he's a top 5 to 7 coach in college basketball.
Yeah.
Like, to me, he is that good, and Iowa fans have an absolute steal with him. Like, he just operates at a completely different level, and the things he conjures up and the amount of film he watches and what he does, it really is unbelievable. Again, it's hard to out-coach Chris Beard, and I really thought Ben McCollum did that the other night.
You mentioned Cooper Koch, who had 14 and 10 rebounds last night, his best game of the young season. The Hawks now 6-0 after that win over Ole Miss. And, of course, Bennett Sturts, but then Fulgaris, Manyao, Banks, from where I sit, David, seem like the names that have most frequently been on social media or been in, you know, post-game or pre-game audio that I've heard in all the spaces that we get our information. Would it be Cooper Koch beyond that four of Sturts, Fulgaris, Manyao, Banks that's caught your attention the most? Or would you say, nah, he had a great night last night. Actually, this guy is who's really caught my attention outside of that four through six games.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting question. I would say it's got to be Cooper, because if you listen to Ben McCollum last night, he was directly asked, like, if he had seen this side of Cooper Koch, and he said no, he hadn't. He saw flashes of it, you know, in an inner scrimmage in the fall, but last night was the first time where, like, he really put together the exact role that McCollum wants for him. So, again, you got to credit him there. I think I really like Tate Sage. I actually really like Trevin Yurok as well. I think they kind of got a welcome to college basketball moment last night, because true freshman playing in that environment.
Yeah.
And Ben said, look, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm going to play the young guys. It's throwing them to the wolves, and it's all about if they survive or don't. And he's not going to think twice about it. The other guy I would point to that at least deserves a shout-out, I feel like, it's got to be Cale Combs. Cale needs to be able to hit threes. Isaiah Howard's not been good from three-point range early this season, but they bring some different things. But Cale Combs, just from a secondary ball handler perspective and allowing Bennett Sturts to go off the ball, I think that's been a notable development as well. And then the other thing about Tavion Banks, like, I think Banks is going to play a massive role for this team. Did not play well last night. He's my X factor tonight. I'm expecting him to have a strong bounce-back game. But again, like, to me, Cole, at this point, I don't know if you agree yet or not, this looks like a legitimate top 25 basketball team.
Sure.
They have their shortcomings. They need, again, I'm really worried about the rebounding, especially when you go up against Michigan, when you go up against Purdue, when you go up against Michigan State. Nebraska's even looking like a fairly dangerous team of the Big Ten right now as well, as a few other programs. But this Iowa team, it operates differently, and they're better at this point than I thought they would be.
David Eicholt, HawkeyeInsider.com, our guest on this Wednesday edition of The Drive. Make sure and subscribe to HawkeyeInsider.com. David, if you guys don't right now, I'd imagine a holiday special probably coming up to subscribe.
We do, yeah. We have a 75% off for a year, and the first year we're three deep with Elliot Clough, Sean Bach, and myself. Sean woke up bright and early this morning, did a rewatch of last night's Ole Miss game, and had about 2,000 words of recap and takeaways and VIP analysis. Signing day is coming up. Women's basketball, obviously, on the up and up as well. And then the transfer portal opens at the start of January. This is by far the best price you're going to get all year. Again, we're three deep into coverage. And it's been a really, really successful year, I think, for us, coverage-wise, and we're excited to continue to ramp it up. So go over to HawkeyeInsider.com for all the details there.
And if you don't have an idea for the Hawkeye fan in your life when it comes to Christmas shopping, I just gave you one right there. You know, you've bought them the hat, you've bought them the sweatshirt, you've bought them the scarf. Get them a subscription to HawkeyeInsider.com. And David, final thought on hoops here. The game at Iowa State a week from this Saturday, like, the whole college basketball world ought to be watching that game. That's a monster matchup.
Really hope Tane Lipsey's healthy.
Yeah, great point.
I'm a big fan of Tane Lipsey, and I really wish he'd been healthier in his career to kind of maximize his potential. But those are elite point guards that'll be going up against each other. Really like T.J. Otzelberger's team. I do think Iowa State's going to be favored by about 6.5, 7. Yeah. But, again, I think there's going to be a little extra edge to Ben McCollum in that one. Two of the most intense coaches, I think, in college basketball.
Yeah.
But remember, Ben McCollum grew up a diehard Iowa fan. So I think we have an indication of how he feels about Iowa State, right? So he's going to be really, really invested in that as well. But I'm very excited about it. I selfishly hope both teams are undefeated to that point to kind of continue to juice up that game. But that's going to be a ton of fun to watch. And I think it'll be the true, not first baseline of where Iowa's at, but kind of where they stack up against the elite of the elites. Because I think right now Iowa State looks like a legitimate Elite Eight caliber team.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think Iowa is a team that has shown enough that you go, I don't think it's out of the question. This could be a Sweet 16 team, perhaps not to the level of certainty when you watch Iowa State. But, yeah, man, cannot wait for that game. Again, a week from this Saturday, you'll be able to hear it right here on The Fan. All right, let's get to football. Kirk Ferentz's team gets a 20-17 win with a last-second Drew Stevens field goal against Michigan State this past Saturday. And Caden Wiechen does it again. I mean, this young man is incredible. I mean, would it be on point to say the best college football return man since Devin Hester?
I was going to go a step further. I think he's arguably the best returner in Big Ten history. Like, the stuff he's done has been spectacular. He's seventh single-season all-time in return yards right now, Cole. The first-place guy has, like, 127 more, I want to say. Do you realize, though, that the all-time leader had 40 returns that year?
Oh, my goodness.
Caden Wiechen is 19.
Huh.
This season. And, again, I think Kirk was right. He kind of single-handedly kept Iowa in that football game against Michigan State. It would have been one of the worst losses in the Kirk Ferentz era. But it feels like the game they least deserved to win in those close games, and the bounces have gone the other way. But to me, man, like, it's long overdue that I thought this Iowa team deserved to get a break compared to some of the other close games that they've lost this season. So, again, I think you do have to kind of credit that. I thought Mark Gronowski, again, the fourth quarter, turned up another level, trusted his receivers. But I'm right there with you, man. I think Caden Wiechen's going to carve out at least an opportunity to play on Sundays because of how lethal he is at returning. It's just, it's so hard to teach what he's been able to do. Obviously, you can sharpen it, but he has that sense of fearlessness and IQ that's such a rare combination in the return game.
I don't want this to sound some type of way to Iowa State fans. It's not my intention at all. But when you bring up the possibility of Caden Wiechen getting drafted, having a role in the NFL, it makes me think about, maybe you'll remember this guy, he was like a number two, more of a number three running back for Iowa State, Kanae Nwangu. But he was a great kick returner. And he was drafted in the fifth or sixth round by the Vikings, and I think he's still hanging around in the NFL. So, I mean, my money would by all means be on somebody maybe even day two and round four. I mean, as good as he's been, we're talking about Devin Hester and maybe the best Big Ten returner of all time. I think fourth through seventh round has got to be in play for him.
I don't disagree. And, again, he's fast as can be, too, and incredibly just quick, and he's decisive in his movements. And the thing is about kick returning, again, I'll go back to this, Cole, like, you can develop a little bit in the NFL, obviously, from, like, a wide receiver perspective, a running back perspective. How many returners really develop in the NFL? They don't get the opportunity to develop because they're there to return kicks in addition to whatever else they may play, unless you're, like, again, like a Devin Hester. Right? Like, Caden Wiechen doesn't need development as far as returning punts or kicks. He can go in there and tear you up. And that's going to be the really fun part. Again, like, think of Charlie Jones. Like, he gets some play in the Bengals as far as, like, the wide receiver room. But what's he known for? His elite returning.
Yeah, he housed one against my Bears a few weeks back. I did not appreciate that. And then I was like,
I did very, very much.
I was like, oh, yeah, that's right, Charlie Jones. Well, I guess I don't feel as bad about it as long as we win the game, and we won the game. I mean, I'm going to leave it at that because Thanksgiving's tomorrow, and we know where my Bears are and your Packers are. I'm just going to leave it there, okay?
Okay, I'll talk to you in a few weeks.
All right,
about that.
We'll put a bookmark in it. Scouting report, keys to a win against Nebraska on Black Friday. Obviously, they haven't been with their starting quarterback, Raiola, for a few weeks now. But they play good defense, and complementary football perhaps might be the way to call it. They're 7-4, just like the Hawks, albeit a game behind in the Big Ten.
I mean, we'll see if Dylan Raiola even goes back to Nebraska next year.
Ooh.
Right? I mean, based on some of the rumblings, I don't know if you saw Chris Hummer from CBS Sports, his report that there's already some exploration going around from Raiola's camp about entering the portal. So that'll be something to keep in mind. For Iowa, though, man, like, run the football. Run the football. Like, it's that simple to me. Nebraska is 100th in the country in rushing defense this season. You have one of the more unique running quarterbacks across college football. You have a good amount of running backs that have really made some nice plays. You have an elite offensive line. Run the football. Like, don't throw the ball more than 15 times. The weather's going to be bad. Potential snow. 15-mile-an-hour winds. Run the football. And for Iowa, it's rattle T.J. Lateef and make him make bad decisions. It's going to be his first home start as Nebraska starting quarterback. Nebraska special teams has improved. I'm very curious if they kick the ball to Cade Wiechen. I can tell you what they should do, and they should not kick the football to Cade Wiechen.
Yeah.
But I hate to sound so simplistic in my analysis, but, like, Nebraska has not been able to stop the run all year. They're pretty injured. You have four running backs and a running quarterback. Run the ball, Paul. Like, just run the football. That's all you have to do. And I think Iowa has a very strong chance to walk out Lincoln with a win. And I do think that it would do some intense damage to Nebraska going into the offseason.
Yeah.
I mean, Cole, I'll call my shot here. This is Nebraska's Super Bowl. Like, read some of the columns from their reporters about, like, they said, if Iowa beats Nebraska, what's the difference between Scott Frost in year three and Matt Rhule in year three?
Whoa.
And one of them has gotten extension.
Hey, jeez. I didn't realize my guy Matt Rhule was, he had a seat heater going on here. Okay.
I wouldn't say a seat heater, but, like, this is how they show tangible progress. It's 8 wins with a cupcake schedule and beating Iowa.
Yeah. I guess that's not outlandish. If Iowa does win, 8-4, 6-3 in the Big Ten, do we have a firm grasp of a bowl game or two that is probably going to try and be at the front of the line?
Who wants to go back to the Reliant Quest Bowl in Tampa?
Tampa's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, I
prefer the other destination, which is the Throne Round. That's Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, which bowl is that?
The Las Vegas Bowl for New Year's Eve.
I can't blame you on that one.
Shocking, I know, Cole. You know me for how many years. Shocking.
Yeah.
I would not mind going to Vegas for New Year's.
Well,
that just sounds like a time and a half.
And you know how to balance work and play. You're a consummate professional.
I appreciate that.
So, you know, that's why I'm like, by all means, for David, let's get the Hawks to the Las Vegas Bowl.
Plus, playing against Utah, I think, could be a pretty fun matchup as well.
Do it for David. I mean, we need some motivation to beat Nebraska. We've just been doing it so much. So,
I mean, do they really, though? Like, if I'm Kirk Ferentz, I'm still blaring Sean Eichhorst's quote every single day this week.
If you have
on every locker,
if you play at Iowa, you should just, I mean, it should pump through your veins that you want to beat the brakes off Nebraska. It's just no question about it. Like, if I find out that you're ambivalent about it, it's like, get in the portal. We don't want you here.
Just put the fries in the bag,
yeah.
Honestly. Like, it's this rivalry has become legit, and it is really exciting. And the other thing, a fun story real quick, because I know we're probably pressed. Logan Jones will be making his first start at Memorial Stadium because 2 years ago he was injured and did not play.
Okay.
He wanted to be offered by Nebraska coming out of high school, and Nebraska said he was too small. Remember that, too small. And then right after he committed to Iowa, Nebraska offered the next day, and he said, no, thank you.
I wouldn't want to be lined up across from him on Friday. I know that.
I would not either. Imagine like wrestling against that dude in high school, too.
Oh, no, no. That's why I played hoops.
I'll pass.
Yeah, I was a basketball player. I knew that much. Didn't know a lot, knew that much. Wasn't a wrestler. David, great stuff. Enjoy your Thanksgiving, especially that homemade mac. And we'll catch up again soon, okay?
Thanks, Cole. Always appreciate you, buddy.
Hey, likewise. David Eicholt, HawkeyeInsider.com, 24/7 Sports Network, kind enough to join us on this Wednesday edition of The Drive. Went long with David there, so let's take this time out, get your Radio Iowa Sports. We'll come back on the other side. Cedar Falls girls basketball coach Greg Groen joins the show next, right here on The Fan.